Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And I have with me for the second hour, Sonia from the Woori Community House. Welcome, Sonia. We haven't got you, Sonia. Sorry about that.
Okay. Have you got me now?
Yep, no, we're right. Sonia, look, there's a lot of things, and I know you've had to close down term three. Because there's of the COVID-19, and we'll talk about term four as we get later on. I don't particularly want to start off talking about the things you can't do. We're starting to hear stories of people at a home that are starting to get depressed because they can't get out, they can't do much, they're just sitting at home. So we'd like to talk about things that you can do. And one of the things, when I was walking past your place the other day, I see that you've instigating a phone tree. Can you tell us a bit about that, please, Sonia?
Yes. In our area, as you know, there's a lot of people who don't have computers or who don't have the internet or data on their mobile phones to be able to access the internet, and so therefore all the Zoom meetings and so forth. So that's why we're establishing a phone tree to continue having contact with the community and its members. What we're doing is we're setting up a phone tree so that we can have people who connect with each other. So we're looking for people who would like to make phone calls to other people, and we're also looking for people who would like to receive a phone call, you know, once a week for maybe half an hour, 45 minutes, just to touch base and see how they're doing. Maybe they can decide to exercise down the track, go along the walking tracks together and so forth.
And so what's the idea? Like, if first of all, if a person decides that they're going to be the one, a volunteer, yes. What's expected of them? How often would you want them available? And you obviously give them the contacts, but what do they do then?
Well, what we'd like them to do is register as a volunteer with us. So there's a bit of a process that I'd take them through, some guidelines and so forth. And then we'd allocate maybe two people for them to call during the week. And like I said, those phone calls can last, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes. And then they can negotiate with that person who's getting the call if they want to have it weekly, fortnightly, or just once a month, just to touch base and see how they're doing.
And what do they talk about?
They can talk about the weather. They can talk about anything they want to talk about. They can talk about our wonderful mural project down at the rail station, and they can do lots of things. It's just to know that someone is ringing to see how you're going.
So
if they're on a farm, you know, how are they going? How's the internet service going out there, if they've got any?
So if someone's listening now and they either want to become a contact or they'd like a phone call, how do they go about that, please, Sonia?
Well, because we're assuming that a lot of these people don't have access to the internet, they can call us on 59 646 857, or if they do have access to emails and the internet, they can send us an email to info@worricomhouse.org.au, or they can contact us via our Facebook or website.
Do you want the volunteer to have any special skills?
They don't need to have special skills, except maybe wanting to have a chat to someone.
Any age group for the volunteers?
Any age group at all. We've also quite keen to get some young teenagers if they're interested in contacting with maybe some senior citizens of the community, because there's a lot of sharing that can happen with that. A lot of information and skills.
That often happens, isn't it?
Yes.
And I know that a few of the schools put young people, well, prior to the COVID-19, into some of the old age care places, because they seem to relate well. It's like talking to a grandparent, isn't it?
That's right, exactly, yep.
And obviously the people that you want that want to register as having a phone call, there's no age limit on that?
Absolutely not. And what might end up happening is you might register to have to receive a phone call, and then because that might be a really good experience for you, you might then just say, hey, I'd like to pass it on, and then make a phone call to someone else so we can expand our network.
Yeah, that's a terrific idea, isn't it? So when these people make the phone call, obviously the first initial phone call, they obviously just tell them tell the person that they're ringing is obviously registered with you, so they just tell them, hey, I'm ringing
up. Hi, I'm Sonia from the Warri Community House. I'm part of the phone tree, and I'm just ringing up to see how you're going and start the conversation from there.
And of course, it's not limited, is it? But with technology, you can talk to... Are they only going to be phone calls, or is there talk of Zoom calls as well?
We do have a separate program that is the Zoom Kappa and Chat. And we're doing that at a specific time on Tuesdays at 1:30, and that's for an hour. So that's for people who do have access to technology and who do feel comfortable using it. If you don't feel comfortable using it, but you've got access to it, we can talk you through how to access and how to join in on those Zoom meetings. But the phone tree is basically for people who don't have the access to the technology so that they can still feel connected in.
So far, are you finding that the elderly, and I don't want to put an age on elderly, because I might fall into it, or I don't know. Are you finding that more of them are actually pretty good at the technology, or are you finding that there are more that aren't?
Absolutely. Look, we are holding the Zoom Kappa and chats on a Tuesday afternoon, and we've had some people who have come across their old iPads and have fired them up and got them charged and easily were able to set up the Zoom and join our meeting during that. And that was just like, oh, so exciting, because they haven't done that before. And we can help talk them through how to set up things, how to access the meeting codes and so forth, if they're keen and willing to do that. And there's a lot of people who are.
And I guess the other good side of that is too that if you can get them sort of onto Zoom and understanding Zoom, then they can talk to their children and their grandchildren.
Absolutely.
Everyone. And that's part of not feeling so isolated, isn't it?
Yeah, and what's happening now also is because we've taught some people to FaceTime and chat on Facebook as well as doing the Zoom, people are now extending their networks to people overseas that they haven't spoken to for a long time. So they might connect with them on Facebook and then be able to have the FaceTime to actually see them. So that's just yet another expansion of the program.
One of the things that, if this had happened 10, 15 years ago, the COVID-19, it would have been a lot harder, wouldn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
The last 10 or 15 years, the amount of technology. Now, when you say that you're having these Zoom meetings on a, well, I forget which day you said.
Regular basis.
Yeah. No, the Zoom ones, that's once a week, isn't it?
Yeah, that's our Zoom community cuppers.
Yep.
And that's on Tuesdays, 1:30 till 2:30. So.
And you said that you sort of have discussions in that. What sort of topics do you cover in that hour?
Oh, it can be anything that anyone brings up. Like I said, yesterday's discussion was charging up the iPads and putting the program onto the iPads and starting to have connection with that, and then being able to transfer those skills to their friends that they're seeing on Facebook and overseas as well.
That's terrific, because I understand it, having looked at your window on a number of occasions, prior to COVID-19, you used to have a drop-in chat once a week, didn't you?
Exactly. We have our community house is a traditional community house, and our program is basically face-to-face. And we have a lot of people who come to us for the social aspect, to come once a week to Golden Years, to come to Kappa and Chat, to come for the craft groups, to come for the art classes, because of the social interaction. Some people live out on farms and the internet's not so good, so this is their connection to coming into Warri Township and talking and seeing people. So now we're attempting to transfer some of those over onto the internet.
One of the things that I've spoken about on this program over quite a long while time is social isolation, particularly once people retire. You know, it takes you out of the home. You've got to be out 5 days a week or whatever hours you're working. But often when retirement comes, some of them move into, you know, Warri, Alec, Healesville and all those because of the lifestyle. And they get here and they're really social or isolated. And particularly if a partner dies, then a lot of them just we all need to keep reacting to other people, don't we? We need to be involved.
And we've actually got some of our volunteers who've gone through issues like that, who have suddenly found themselves widowed and need to have that connection with us. And they used to, you know, pop in 2-3 times a week. And now with the situation that we're in, aren't able to do that. And so therefore, that's why the phone tree is really important, because it gives them that connection.
I think it's a terrific idea. Sonia, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Paper I deliver, bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck. Knew the day the music died, I started singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. The quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing bye-bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy.
Yarrabelly FM 99.1, where there's something for everyone.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. The cough wasn't anything to do with Rona, I just got something caught in my throat. And of course, we've got with me Sonia from the Wirriyak Community House, and we're talking about all the different things that that they're able to do, and we'll talk about Term 4 and that a bit later on. But Sonia, as with everything, all these organisations need a committee of management. And without a committee of management, things don't go too well. So you've got your AGM coming up shortly, I believe.
Yes, that's right. We've got our annual general meeting coming up on Tuesday, the 15th of September at 1 o'clock. Originally, it was going to be an in-house meeting, but because of the situation that we're in, we've decided that even though it's just after the 6 weeks finishes, we're still going to continue that as a Zoom meeting just to keep it on the safe side. And yes, as you said, you know, Wirriyak Community House, it's a not-for-profit community house, and we're governed by a volunteer committee of management. And they're generally made up of local residents. And so that's why we're looking for local residents to become members of the community house and then join our committee of management. And nominations are taken on the day as well as beforehand, and see if you can help us and help shape the direction and what we can offer back to the community.
And it's probably not a big cost to join as a member, is it?
No, it's $5 to become a member, and that's per calendar year. So that'll then give you voting rights at the AGM and at any special general meetings. It also gives you a wonderful Christmas lunch. Hopefully that'll happen this year. And so you can get to meet all the members as well. And it gives you the opportunity to input into our area and what we can promote.
And that to be involved at the AGM and be elected, they would have to be a member, wouldn't they?
That's correct. So if you want to become a Committee of Management member, contact us before the day and we can go through the membership process and all the information and the guidelines with you, and then you can be a member and then you can elect to nominate onto the Committee of Management.
So let's hope we've got people listening now that want to do that. So how are they going to do that, Sonia?
They can contact us either by the phone, 59646 857, or via email on info@warriecomhouse.org.au, or if it's easier to contact us through Facebook, it's the Warri Community House Facebook or Warri Sonia, or they can contact us on the web and just get our website.
So there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to get on and become part
of
the community.
Contact us any way you can and we shall follow through.
And we should stress that all these organisations, community organisations, can't operate without a committee. And it's probably not all that onerous to be on the committee, is it?
No, it's not. And the more people we have on, the more we can share some skills and some things that need to be done. It's also great to have different people coming on from different backgrounds who've got different ideas and who might be interested in saying, oh, I'd love to do something like this, I'd love to do something like that, and we can help guide them to do that on our behalf.
Again, there's no age limit on the people?
No age limit. I think 18 you need to be on the governing side of it. But as far as volunteers, there's no age limit.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, you're also you were just saying off air that you're doing some care packs. What's that, Sonia?
Yes, since we made up the little pamphlet that you're talking about that you've seen at the house, we've also, through the committee initiative, is we've decided to do some little boxes of sunshine. So we're making up just a few care packs that have got, you know, some yellow cards and maybe some soaps and teas and candles and so forth. It's just a little box of sunshine to let people know that we're still in the community and we still care about people. So if anybody wants to nominate someone to receive a care pack, they can do so by contacting us, or they might want to nominate themselves to receive a care pack. Or if they want to come and help us make up some packs, they can also do that.
Are they still allowed to come and help you make them up?
What we're doing is we're doing things individually and remotely at the moment, and then we will put it all together at the end. So we've only just come up with this idea in the last few weeks. So there's different people doing different things. We've got some people crocheting hearts and flowers. I've been making some soaps and candles and things. We've got people making cards and doing origami and things like that, and then we'll put things together, and maybe even a lemon if we've got lots of lemons in the area, because it's all yellow and sunshine and it's just to put a smile on your dial.
Sounds good to me. you've just intrigued me there. We've just said that you make soap. How do you make soap?
Well, I've obviously ordering different products, so forth, and there's a couple of different ways of making soap. You can use the caustic soda and the natural products and stuff, or you can do easy things like melt and pour soaps and do them into moulds and things. So that's the easy way that you can deal with kids and so forth, is you buy the product melt and pour.
What sort of products do you have to buy?
Through the Aussie Soap Company, you can buy all sorts. So you can buy some that are aloe vera base, coconut base, goat milk base or clear base. I basically, because I come from a natural therapy background, buy things that are natural And then I add in my own pure essential oils and things like that so that it's got all natural qualities. So there's no causative things happening to the skin.
Oh, that's terrific. And the candles, how do you make the candles? You've got me intrigued on this.
Okay. Again, natural therapy background, and I use soy wax base. And again, it's just a matter of getting the soy flakes from providers and so forth and melting them down, adding in again your own essential oils and colours and things, and then using things like jars or glasses or whatever you have. So I prefer to use like glasses that we're recycling.
Sounds great. But when you say candles, like they're the ones sort of the scented candles, aren't you? You're not talking just the white old candles.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. You can do them scented. You can do them uncoloured. You can do what you like with them because you're actually making them from scratch, from the source, made from scratch.
I didn't realise people still did those sorts of things.
Yeah, so, I still hold those classes. So when we're open again and open to the public, and I'll run some of these classes next year, you'll have to come along.
Yeah. So
they make great gifts.
So you run the, like in a normal situation, when we haven't got COVID-19, you run some of these programs at the same time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We run some of these programs. We might make some extra items as well so that we can sell off for fundraising and things like that. So, yeah.
Do you, Sonia, I guess this is a personal question. Do you feel that community houses are undervalued by society, that they're just not enough emphasis put on them?
Yes, and through Neighbourhood Houses Victoria, it will show you, they do a lot of the stats and so forth, and it'll show you how much a community house does give to the community at a really low cost, like to the government, to state funding bodies or to the shires and so forth. One of the other things that I think is really hard to take a capture of is, like I said before, the social isolation and people dropping in 2-3 times a week, even if you spend 5-10 minutes with them. And how do you value something like that? How do you put a price on something like that? So we do a lot of things that aren't encapsulated as a business.
I can remember years ago, or I was very involved in sales and marketing, and I spent a lot of time in various parts of the state and interstate. And I remember one guy told me that he owned a second-hand shop, and this guy kept coming in 3 times a week to ask him, did he have this particular product? And I said to him after about 3 times, mate, I very rarely get them. And he said, he still kept coming in 3 times, and he said, I don't think he ever wanted to buy it. I just think he was sitting at home, he was so lonely, and he'd come down, he'd ask me this question, and he'd stay for half an hour and go home. It's pretty sad, but this guy said, I'm convinced that's the only reason he ever came. He said, I think if I ever had the product, the bloke would have probably died, and that would have been the end of it.
Yeah. Well, we've had situations where, because of where we're located, we're halfway to the shops. And in the past, we've had some people who have lived in what was then the new estate. They walk over, stop in with us, sit down, have a bit of a rest, and then continue walking across the road to the shops, do their bits and pieces, come back, have another break with us, and then walk back. And that was like a daily routine for some of them.
And it also gave them interaction. I mean, one of the things, and when we talk about social isolation, one of the things we still all need is contact with other human beings, isn't it? We just
Absolutely.
Cannot live by ourselves without some interaction somewhere.
Absolutely. And that's why even if someone feels they might want to interact with us but they don't feel that they want to be on the committee of management, they can still come and volunteer with us, even if it's just to do one aspect with us. It might be just to take care of our garden out the front. It might be just to renew the books in our street library that's out the front of our premises. It doesn't have to be a huge commitment. It can be half an hour a week, whatever is comfortable for the person.
I see your little library out the front, and I think they're a terrific idea. Do you feel that gets enough use?
It does get a lot of use. We have actually observed that it has been used a lot more, obviously now, that the library's not coming to us every fortnight. And now that we're not open, we also have our own little community library inside, but people can't access it at the moment. So therefore, we're seeing a changeover in the books. So you can take books and you can drop them off into the yellow library out the front of our house.
Sonia, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
No,
thanks. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 1:45 and it's gone up a degree, 14 degrees. So we've just about had a heat wave come along. I have with me this afternoon Sonia from the Woori Community House, and we've been talking all about what the Community House is still doing at the moment. They are alive and kicking, even though they've probably had a few restrictions because of the COVID-19. Sonia, we've been talking about that the Community House needs a strong committee, and it is governed by the committee. You'd like to give another reminder about the AGM.
That's right. Thanks, Alan. We are looking for local residents to become Community House members. No experience is necessary. And we welcome everyone because it's great to have input and everyone's voice matters. And you can do this by contacting us at any time, but also by attending the Wari Community House AGM on Tuesday, 15th of September at 1 p.m. And we can send you a Zoom link for that. Or you can contact us any other way, and we're happy to have a chat to anyone who's willing to be involved.
And your contact number is 59-646-857.
That's correct. Thank
and,
you.
And you're still answering the phones, even though that...
Yes, we've got the phones diverted at the moment. So
Sonia,
if we're not there, you can leave a message.
Sounds good. Now, in your window, you've got all about these murals. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes, we completed a project, the Wari Mural Project, earlier this year, just before everything was shut down. And what we'd like to do is, if anybody's walking along the Warburton walking track down at the Wari Rail Station, you'll see our murals. And if you've got any feedback, to contact us and let us know what you think of them, maybe some ideas on what else we can do and how we can improve things, or if there's anything else that you'd like added on there.
Sounds good. Now, the other thing is too, and I know this is an unknown quantity because we don't know what's going to happen in 5 weeks' time. Where do you see term four, please?
Well, at this stage, obviously, we're hoping we'll be able to open up. We're thinking we'll probably have to be in stage three. So therefore, there'll be limits on how many people can come to the community house and be there at the same time. We've also got very safe cleaning procedures and so forth. But we're hoping to be able to offer in term four the program that we would have offered in term three. So what we're trying to do is just shift our limited program from term three to term four, plus within some added in things such as all the Zoom cuppa and chats, the Zoom classes and the phone tree. And we're really, really hoping that in December we can have our members lunch.
Sonia, do you see in the future, we're talking now next year and that, because of these the Zoom meetings you've had, do you think that some of your programs will continue? Will you have a mix of Zoom as well? Or
absolutely. I'm thinking that we can continue things such as the phone trees and the Zoom cuppa and chats and so forth to offer it both via the internet as well as in person. So people have a choice.
That sounds good. Now, the other thing, we just need to mention that phone tree again, because there are obvious people out there that really shouldn't just be sitting around staring at the four walls. They need to either be volunteering and making the calls, and of course that the way they make new friends. And I guess when it's over, some of these people will get to meet each other face to face. And the other thing is too, I guess for the volunteers, you're always looking for more volunteers. So again, your contacts, please, Sonia.
Okay, 59-646-857 or email at info@waricomhouse.org.au or contact us via our webpage, which is, again, waricomhouse.org.au or Facebook.
And Facebook is just Wari Cobb House?
Wari Community House, yes.
Wari Community House. Look, I certainly hope that we will get ourselves out of this. This is one of those things that will come and go, and we'll talk about it for many years. I think it's terrific the way that you're trying to keep people in contact, because I know I bang on about it a lot, but I really believe that social isolation is going to be a really bad thing for the elderly as time goes on. And as I said to you before, some people move to this area, they've worked down in the city all their lives, so they couldn't move out to these areas, it was too far to commute. They've now starting to retire up these areas, and particularly if one of the partners dies, then all of a sudden I've heard a lot of stories of people just sitting at home, and that's never going to do them any good at all.
Yep. I'd just like to say that our phone tree isn't a crisis line.
Yep.
It's just a purely connecting people to people line. So our volunteers don't have to have expert skills in counselling or anything. It's purely just for a chat. We do have other connections and networks that we can give out information for crisis support, but it is just purely person to person trying to decrease social isolation.
And that's really, really what you want to do, isn't it? Sonia, unfortunately, I've got to go because under these new rules, we have to be out of the studio prior to it, so the next person can come in and clean. Sonia, it's been terrific having with you you with us today. I'll certainly come back to you. We'd like to talk to you each term just to see what you've got coming up, because I know you've got a lot of programs that you run. Unfortunately, at the moment, a lot of them can't run. And we certainly hope by term four you'll be out of it. If not, I guess between now and then you'll be making arrangements to keep as many going as you possibly can.
Absolutely.
Are you obviously on your web page, you'll be updating that as to what situation goes on?
Absolutely, yes.
So
yes.
Again, that contact for the web page for us, Sonia?
It's www.worricomhousc.org.au.
Oh, fabulous. And they can contact you through there. And the phone number for, particularly I think this phone tree is terrific, 59-646-857.
That's correct.
Sonia, it's been terrific having you with us today. And,
thanks, Alan.
I wish you well for, the rest of term three and hopefully term four. And we'll look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Thanks, Alan. I'll catch you around the traps.
Thanks, Sonia. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.